Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. We're having a great day, great morning. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger. Best bets coming up. Dogsters here. NFL football tomorrow night. When I go home today, Chelsea, I got to play a little game, and that game is called Can I Squeeze in a Nap? I don't know. Because, yeah, I got to go and get some allergy shots. That'll be fun. And then we have someone coming to clean our house because Catherine's mother, the lovely Catherine's mother, is coming tomorrow. So I want to make sure the house looks really good. And they're coming at 12:30. So can I slide in a nap like between 10:30 and 12:30? I think I can if I can make myself fall asleep. I just got to make sure that I don't drink any more coffee. But I think it can be done. That's my big challenge for today. Big day for this guy.
I do think even if you don't sleep that much, the act of laying there and resting your eyes for an hour, like, it feels restorative in some some aspect, right? Like, even if you don't get, like, REM sleep, which you probably won't in an hour, because here's what I do in, like, an hour nap. I lay there for a bit, and then I look at my phone. I'm like, all right, how much time do I have left? Okay, close your eyes. And I repeat this process for, like, the next 45 minutes until it's like, oh, I have 12 minutes left for me to nap, and I am still awake. So sometimes hour naps can be stressful for that reason.
That's true. The one lucky thing is, which it's good and bad, is that because we live right in the city, there's a ton of things that you can walk to. And I mean right around the corner, like less than a five-minute walk. I would say, a two-minute walk tops is a really nice coffee shop. And it's empty during the day, right? Or pretty empty. So I'll roll in there as soon as I wake up, and I usually get something super strong, which is nice. But then sometimes I overdo it. Like, I get the red eye. You know what a red eye is? It's a coffee with a couple of espresso shots inside. So that just, I mean, you'll be wired. But then it takes me forever to come down, so I have to balance that out. Like, I want to stay up now that I'm up, now that I have to be up, but also I don't want to be tossing and turning till midnight. It's such a delicate balance. I mean, these problems that I have. I mean, I need to go to therapy. Mm. These first world problems, and I hear myself speaking. I'm like, ooh, did the coffee keep you up?
I think the worst part is when you look at your cat and you're like, man, I wish I had the life of a cat, where you like sit around and nap all day. Like, I don't know what my cat does, but I'm pretty sure she sleeps like 23 hours of the day, and it sounds amazing.
Yeah, what's Dabby do up to now? What's the latest?
Sleeping.
That's
she
it?
She sleeps all the time.
She's just sleeping all the time? All right. Just double checking.
You have a cat. Mm-hmm. You know what cats do. Like, they're active a little bit, but like most of the day, they're napping. And that sounds aspirational to me.
It does sound amazing. Bijou's he's just very finicky. I mean, all cats are a little odd because they're cats. But then, like, yesterday, I was sitting on the couch while Larry, my new best friend, the electrician, is upstairs hiding the wires and hanging our TV. And all of a sudden, I was like, something is watching me. And 99 times out of 100, whenever someone comes over, Bijou's super scared. He's in the closet hiding upstairs. And I'm just like, he's not coming out until everybody's gone. And all of a sudden, I glance to my left. I'm downstairs on the couch. And through the cushions, like, there's a space between the windowsill and our sofa, and I see these two beady eyes. I'm like, he is just back there hanging out and staring at me. And I looked over, and sure enough, he was there. Man, I got some blockbuster stories today. I think I'm going to write a book. The electrician, the cat, the nap. Sounds like a bestseller that I'm just talking out through the air for everybody.
Well, it could be a kid's book, because Jenks, like, I have a five-year-old, and I'm reading some of these children's books. I'm like, who wrote these? They're like the most random things. And it's like, if you give a mouse a cookie, the cookie's probably going to want milk. And it's most basic thing. And this is like a nationwide bestseller. Like, that if you give a mouse a cookie book, I think I had that when I was little. Like, I need to get into writing children's books because it feels very simple to me.
It seems like it's one of those things that it sounds very simple, and we probably tried to do it. They'd be like, it's just, I don't like the storyline here. Just too many mice in your version. I don't know. Not a bad idea, though. I mean, once those things catch on, they catch on. Just like bet sweats. People love their bet sweats. Joe O, Sammy P, getting ready to power rank their NFL season bets. They will also discuss which dogs are alive and barking in week one. Nate Collins from the Greenlight Podcast will join at 9:20, and AJ Brzezinski will be along at 11 o'clock to talk some baseball. All right, I don't believe it. For the first time in a long time, Chelsea, you have a bigger card than I do. So let's tell you who we like tonight.
Time to place your bets.
Chelsea, what do you have for us?
Ah, yes, my huge card of two bets. All right, best bet of the day is going to be a pitcher prop on Blue Jays starting pitcher Shane Bieber. Going to go under 2.5 earned runs for -135. Shane Bieber is somebody who has won a Cy Young, and he's already flashed, you know, some signs of getting back to form. Because, listen, he has been on the injured list. He's made two starts since returning, and he's finally back on scheduled rest where he's not taking a week off in between starts. His pitch count is up. And the numbers across the board have still been really good. Even in his first start back against the Marlins, he went 6 innings, only gave up 1 earned run, and had 9 strikeouts. Today, he faces the Reds, who are a little bit of a different offense than the last team that he faced in the Brewers. Brewers are probably the best team in baseball right now. And he went 5 1/3 and only gave up 2 earned runs with 6 punchouts. Meanwhile, the Reds today have the second worst WRC plus in all of the big leagues over the last month. I think he can shut down the Reds. We'll go with under 2.5 earned runs for -135 for Shane Bieber.
All righty. Just one bet on the card for me. I'm trying to slow my roll a little bit. I feel like I've had these monster cards, and I've been very mid. So I'm going to slow down a little bit, see how that goes, and then I'll probably get excited as football comes back towards this weekend and tomorrow night as well. Cubs money line, -140, hosting the Braves. I cannot believe you're getting this price at BetMGM. Make it legendary. Bryce Elder going for Atlanta. Cade Horton going for the Cubbies. Bryce Elder has been pretty good. Pretty good. Very good against the Phillies last time out. 1 run over 7 innings of work. But if you look at a lot of his matchups, he's faced some light-hitting teams. Giants, Rangers, Rockies, White Sox. Now he goes up against the Cubs at Wrigley. The Cubs 6th in slugging, 7th in OPS against right-handed pitchers. And I did mention Cade Horton. He has been almost unhittable at home this season with an ERA under 2. If you look at other books right now online, at some places this is hovering around -160. You can still get it at -140 at BetMGM, and I think this is great value on a Chicago team that has crushed it at Wrigley. So let's go Cubs on the money line today against the Braves.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that as well. As a value play, and also situationally speaking, like, this just screams Cubs to me. The Cubs at home, like you mentioned, 43-25 as favorites. When the market gives them credit, they're 63-36. Meanwhile, you look at the Braves away from Atlanta this year, 29-44, and as underdogs this year, they are 13-31. Plus, they've only won one game over their last 6, so I'll go with the Cubs as well.
All right. Do we have any football tonight? Just like some random football game, do we not? Okay. Okay.
Womp,
I just got the thumbs down from Denton.
No football available.
All right. Because, you know, normally there'll be some like random game on a Tuesday that you don't think about, some game that probably isn't on your radar, but no, not tonight. Okay, baseball it is. All right, before we find out what's coming up on Bet Sweats from one of the co-hosts, I believe it's Joe O's turn today. If Joe O shows up, I don't know. It's a 50-50 shot. Maybe, maybe so. All right, here we go. Let's find out what the doctor has to say, and then we'll see if Joe O is along. Doctor, get on in here.
Good morning. I think it's time that I had a hold in.
Dongster, the season starts tomorrow night.
Oh, I didn't realize this was a football team. Dad, it's radio. I can hold in anytime I want.
Okay. Well, then, what are your demands?
Well, Chelsea doesn't like me, and everyone else is a dude. I'm tired of this boring Monday through Friday sausage party. And Double D counts for 2 sausages.
Oh, about that. Also, if I remember correctly, you hit on Sammy P last week.
That's different. He has very special features.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we got to get to Joe O. He's here. So let's hear your bet.
Brewers hosting the Phillies. sledgehammer me!
Wow, okay. It's not really your bit, but all right. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? Oh, it's our... There he is! That's what I'm talking about. It's football season. Rise and shine. It's Joe O. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good, buddy. How are you? You seem very not thrilled to be here.
What? Why do you guys always say that? It's just not the case. I'm saving all my energy for 7 to 8 minutes from right now.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's hard to follow Brad Evans. You know, like, I feel like me and Joe are similar in the fact that we're not necessarily high energy people. But, like, listen, that's not my role on this network. Like, I'm never going to be Brad Evans, and that's fine.
Yeah. You can't have, I'm not saying that Jenks is that guy. You don't want two people screaming and yelling, right? Because you're trying to stop each other the entire time.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Like, I don't know what Sam's going to do in a moment, you know, and he'll just start going off on something. I'm not going to try and match that because that wouldn't be good for any listeners, I don't think. But, if you had the red eye, maybe you would, Jenks, on a regular basis. Two shots of espresso. Okay, so back when I would have to go into the studio and I worked with our boss, Mitch Rosen, in studio, every morning, same time, intern goes to Starbucks.
Okay.
Mitch, six shots of espresso straight.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, oh, that's how you keep going. Because he's at work early.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's a grinder.
He just shamed me.
Is it it's good like, for him? It's good for his heart?
He's like, hey, I'll see you in single A ball, kid, because I just did six. Enjoy your two afternoon espresso shots.
Uh-huh.
Legendary. Joe, good to see you. Have a great show. Looking forward to listening to you and Sammy P. That's going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Thanks for spending your midday with us here on a Wednesday. We will see you bright and early after some espresso shots at 6 a.m. Bye.